time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 85. Tonight, clear with a low of 65. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett announced yesterday on Facebook that work began this week on replacing the jail's 26-year-old detention control system. Sheriff Everett said the original system had grown obsolete and was past the option of repair. In an effort to save the county the cost of installing a brand new system, the sheriff's office was able to partner with Montgomery Technology Incorporated, who installed the original system. Several parts of that old system were integrated into the upgrade, which reportedly saved close to $100,000 and allowed the county to afford the work. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. Listen up, Speed Queen has just announced that they are extending their warranties on all Speed Queen washers and dryers to 10 years through September 30. That's an additional 7 years of warranty on some models. Couple that with our $68 off per set offer on our electronic control models for our 68th anniversary and business special through August, and wow, what a deal. If you've been thinking about a new Speed Queen washer and dryer, now's the time to take the plunge. Come see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Sisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Sisney Key Market, today on the square in Sisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, the city of Fairfield says Republic Trash Service will be on a one-day delay next week due to observance of the Labor Day holiday. There will be no service on Monday. Routes will begin on Tuesday, and the regular Friday route will be run on Saturday next week. Anyone with questions or concerns may call City Hall at 842-2294. The Fairfield Police Department is acquiring the permits and road signage to initiate the recent golf cart ordinance. Citizens wishing to acquire a permit will have several pieces of equipment required for their golf cart or side-by-side, including seat belts, brakes, steering wheel, tires, rear view mirror, red reflectorized warning devices in the front and rear, a slow-moving emblem on the rear, headlights, tail lamps, brake lights, turn signals, and a windshield or worn eye protection. The department will announce at a later date when the permits will be available for application. Three men were booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday. 23-year-old Wayne City resident Andrew N. Gregory was arrested by Wayne City Police on a Wayne County warrant for burglary. Bond for that warrant was set at $1,500. Gregory was also charged with possession of controlled or counterfeit substances, and he was lodged in the jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond for that charge. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Derek S. Thomason was arrested by Fairfield police on a charge of driving with a suspended license. He was transported to the jail and held, pending the posting of $270 bond. Fairfield police also arrested 20-year-old Fairfield resident Brendan K. Payton on a charge of disorderly conduct. Police determined that Payton threw a soda can at a vehicle on Enterprise Road. He was transported to the jail and held, pending the posting of $120 bond. SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon will soon bring four of its metabolic services together in a new weight management and metabolic center. Before the doors to the new building officially open, the public may attend a free open house event next Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. The Weight Management and Metabolic Center is located on the campus of Good Samaritan Hospital, just behind the hospital and Medical Plaza buildings. The four programs that will be located in the new building are weight management services, diabetes self-management education, outpatient nutrition therapy, and endocrinology specialty physician services. Anyone seeking information on the open house can call 899-1075. 12 candidates have been announced for Miss Fall Funfest. Kylie Young, Chandra Lee, Kaylee Cohn, Riley Hedden, Lainey Milner, Shelby Shelton, Katie DeVu, Kenna Kaiser, Madison Oliver, Sadie Chapel, Maddie Kuntz, and Jaylee Vaughn will compete for the crown on Thursday, September 12th at 8 p.m. on the festival's main stage. Last year's Miss Fall Funfest was Lindsay Lane. The festival's Prince and Princess contest will take place on the 12th in the entertainment tent at 6:30. The deadline for entry is tomorrow at 4 p.m. Entries must be submitted to the Fairfield Banking Company, and forms may be found on the event's Facebook page. Children must be in first or second grade within the FCHS school district, and they should be dressed in casual clothing. Entrance should be in the entertainment tent no later than 6 p.m. on the 12th. All contestants will be given participation trophies and goodie bags. Full contest details are available on the entry forms, and anyone with questions can call the Fairfield Banking Company at 842-5130. Again, the deadline to apply for the Prince and Princess contest is tomorrow at 4 p.m. FNB has announced the addition of three new members to its leadership team. Reese Copeland recently joined as Senior Loan Officer, Deborah Curd as Senior Credit Officer, and Jordan Atwood as Customer Service Supervisor. All three are based at the Fairfield location. Copeland has over 13 years in the banking industry with multiple lending and managerial roles. Prior to joining FNB, he worked as a commercial and agricultural lending officer, serving clients in Wayne, Edwards, Richland, Clay, White, and Wabash counties. He lives in Fairfield with his wife Christina and their two children, Myra and Jack. Curd also joins FNB's executive management team with an extensive background in banking. She has over 28 years of experience, with the majority leading loan administration and credit departments. She lives in Mount Vernon with her husband Chad and has three children, Alexandria, Connor, and Briar. Atwood has worked in banking, both retail and lending, since graduating from SIU Carbondale in 2014. She lives in Fairfield with her husband Justin and their daughter Clara. She's active in the community as a Junior Achievement Volunteer, a Wayne County Farm Bureau Young Leader, and a member of the Wayne County Expansion and Review Committee. The Frontier Community College Foundation is teaming up again with Carnaby Square to host a fall fashion show. The event is scheduled for Sunday, October 20th, and Foundation President Sarah Rush is encouraging the public to mark their calendars for the show. The fall fashion show will be held at Johnny and June's in Flora, and it will begin at 2 p.m. Appearing on the Community Connection, Rush said tickets will be available at Carnaby Square.
Individual tickets are $15, and for a reserved table of eight, that is $100. And this year, the tickets will be sold exclusively through Carnaby Square, and they will be available on September 1st. Which I think is actually Sunday. So Tuesday morning, you can hit up Christy and she'll have those tickets.
Those who can't make it to Carnaby Square may contact Foundation member Linda Spicer. Rush also said that the event isn't only for women.
Gentlemen can come, and then they can, and because this year, I think they're going to try to focus it more around a holiday shopping type of theme, or at least with decorations and things. So yeah, absolutely, gentlemen can come in and ladies can start their Christmas wish list and just pass it along to the gentleman sitting next to them, and then they absolutely know what it is that they want and like and hope to find under the Christmas tree on Christmas morning.
Anyone seeking more information can contact Rush at 516-1200 or Spicer at 217-725-1340. The unemployment rate in Illinois rose from 4 to 4.2% in July, according to recent statistics from the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Wayne County's July rate was at 4.7%, up from its June rate of 4.4%. Edwards County also saw an increase in its unemployment rate, going from 3.6% in June to 3.7% in July. In July of 2018, Wayne County's rate was at 5.7% and Edwards County's was 4.2%, so both have experienced drops in the past year. Most other area counties saw their rates increase from June to July as well. Hamilton County rose from 3.2% to 3.6%, and Wabash went from 3.6% to 3.9%. White County jumped from 3.3% to 3.7%, and Richland County went from 3.8% to 4%. Clay County rose to 4.6% from 4.3%, and Lawrence and Saline counties also saw their numbers jump by 0.3%. Lawrence County checked in at 5.2% and Saline at 5.3%. Those two counties have the highest unemployment rates in the area, and Hamilton County has the lowest rate. As a state, Illinois' July unemployment rate was lower than 2018's mark of 4.5%. Nationwide, unemployment rose from 3.8% to 4%. That's lower than the July 2018 rate of 4.1%. State Senator Jason Berrickman is concerned that property taxes will go up after Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law last week to raise the minimum wage for teachers to $40,000. The law spreads the increase over 4 years, starting at $32,000 in 2020. Berrickman said he wants teachers to make more money, but he suggested finding ways to increase the wage through the school funding formula.
We spent years drawing up a new manner of how we fund our public school systems, all 850 some of them across the state. And here we are just, 2 years later, and already they're manipulating that formula by placing a mandate like this outside of the formula rather than working inside the data and the best practices of that formula.
Governor Pritzker says the salary increase will help attract teachers to the state, and it will encourage college students to pursue the profession. He also says it shouldn't increase local property taxes. He says a $500 million bump in state education funding should cover any extra costs. The governor said his commitment to improve that funding can also help ease the burden that has been years in the making.
One of the reasons that we have high property taxes in our state is because we're second to last in state funding. So where does the burden fall? It falls on local property taxpayers in Illinois. If we were just average in the United States, about half the money would come from the state and half the money would come from local property taxes. And we should begin to move off of second to last.
Governor Pritzker says there are roughly 235,000 teachers in Illinois, and about 8,000 positions would benefit from a required increase in starting pay. The Illinois Gaming Board is seeking comments and suggestions on shaping the state's newly legalized sports betting industry. The board announced on Tuesday that it had opened a public comment period, which will end September 27th. The board wants comments from the public, the gambling industry, and others in advance of the rulemaking process. Sports betting was legalized by a law signed on June 28th. Gaming Board Administrator Marcus Fruchter says the comment period is, quote, an important step in a process to ethically and expeditiously establish a regulatory framework for sports betting. The board will post all comments received on its website after the close of the comment period. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Over 75 years ago, our town was electrified for the first time. The co-op was started by local people coming together as a community.
Today, we're still working side by side with our co-op to make decisions locally that best serve our area.
And that will benefit not only this generation, but future generations, making sure we'll all have the power we need to grow and flourish right here in our hometown.
Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Enjoy your Labor Day with a new vehicle from J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel. Your local Ford, Jeep, Chrysler dealership will be open Labor Day 8 to 4 to meet your automotive needs. Come test drive the totally redesigned Ford Explorer, Ranger, and Jeep Gladiator. Special Labor Day dealer discounts have been posted to all our inventory at jwildermanautoplex.com. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles will be available for this event. Stop by for a friendly buying experience. First 50 people to stop by will receive a free Mount Carmel Aces Nation t-shirt.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 84. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,382, up 346. The NASDAQ is at 7,975, up 118. October crude oil is at $56.43. That is up 65 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 87-year-old Fairfield resident Mary Ellen Harris died on Wednesday at 4:44 a.m. at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She was a retired teacher at Fairfield Community High School. Mary Ellen Harris is survived by a daughter, Kathy Land of Fairfield, son Richard Harris of Cincinnati, Ohio, three granddaughters, and six great-grandchildren. Services for Mary Ellen Harris will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to service time at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Fairfield's First United Methodist Church and the Dennis Scranton Memorial Cancer Fund. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Mount Vernon resident Evelyn Louise Johnson died on Tuesday at her home. She was a homemaker. Evelyn Johnson is survived by her husband, Clary, son Reggie Hart of Mount Vernon, stepson Jerry Johnson of Cesar, daughters Sherry Brown and Sheila Johnson, both of Mount Vernon, and brother Edwin Morgan. No formal services for Evelyn Johnson are to be held at this time. The Golson Funeral Home of Dahlgren is assisting the family with arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
WFIW 104.9 and WOKZ 105.9 is again your home for area high school football this year. Catch all the Mules action on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com starting August 30th as the Mules host Cesar Valier. Edwards County is on the road to start the season on the 30th. They'll be at Chester. You can hear the broadcast of the Lions games on WOKZ 105.9 and Network1Sports.com.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies and a high of 85. We'll have clear skies tonight. We're expecting a low of 65 and then mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 85. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mostly cloudy on Saturday. Saturday we'll have a high of 82 and low of 65. It'll be partly cloudy on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 85 with a low of 65. And then sunny skies on Monday. Monday will have a high of 85 with a low of 65.